Thank you and good morning. Now that Humboldt State University President Roland Richman has announced his retirement, the CSU Board of Trustees is beginning its search for HSU's new president. The Trustees Committee for the Selection of the President will hold its first open forum meeting on Monday, October 28th in the Van Duzer Theater. The purpose of the forum is to allow for comments and input from the public, and other meeting objectives include reviewing the needs of the campus and discussing the preferred qualities of a presidential candidate. The open meeting begins at 10 a.m., followed by a closed meeting at noon. In the early morning hours of September 29th, Arcata police responded to a report of a stabbing that had just occurred in the 1500 block of Stromberg Avenue. Responding officers contacted two men, both students at Humboldt State, who had suffered stab wounds, and both were taken to the hospital for treatment. The ensuing investigation revolved around identifying an adult white male in his 20s who was wearing a long-sleeved white shirt, a baseball cap, and a silver chain around his neck. Arcata police have now uploaded a picture of that man who was wanted for questioning regarding the incident. You can view the photo at the Arcata Police Department's Facebook page, and anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata or University Police. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into the deaths of 38-year-old Cindy Chen of San Francisco and 51-year-old Jim Kong of San Pablo. The two were found dead inside a minivan that had been hidden off the side of Highway 20 outside of Fort Bragg over the weekend. Both victims had died of head wounds, and the case is being investigated as a homicide. Sheriff's deputies found the pair after a call was made reporting a suspicious vehicle parked alongside the roadway. Deputies arrived on scene, looked inside, and found Chen and Kong's bodies. Anyone with information is asked to contact Mendocino authorities. An officer with the Fortuna Police Department contacted a motorist fueling his car on Monday at the Riverwalk 76 gas station after detecting the strong odor of marijuana coming from the pickup truck. Officers contacted 19-year-old Eureka resident Christian Mohorovich and noticed five large black garbage bags in the bed of his vehicle. Mohorovich admitted he was transporting marijuana for a friend, and a search of his vehicle turned up 68 pounds of marijuana, along with an unloaded rifle and a pair of brass knuckles. Mohorovich was arrested and booked into jail for transportation of marijuana and possession of those brass knuckles. A single vehicle collision on Tuesday morning caused the power outage that left hundreds of PG&E customers without power, some through the day and then late into Tuesday night. A vehicle hit a power pole on Fickle Hill Road and caused significant damage that took longer than anticipated to repair. Nearly 1,000 customers were affected immediately, and around 300 were still waiting for full restoration into the evening hours. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Fred Van Vleck, superintendent of Eureka City Schools. Enrollment has increased in Eureka City Schools for the first time in over 10 years. We are excited about all the new things we are doing, including no combination classes in our elementary schools, over 25 new teachers to the district, low class sizes averaging under 23 in transitional kinder through third grade, more music classes in our elementary schools, and of course, the opening of Winship. It's not too late to bring your children to Eureka City Schools. I invite you to visit one of our schools and see for yourself, or visit us online at eurekacityschools.org.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California voters have spoken at the ballot box in the past when it comes to the issue of legalizing the manufacture and sale of marijuana, but it's an issue that will not go away, particularly for communities here on the North Coast. Mendocino County officials took a stab at creating a local licensing program that was initially very successful until the federal government got wind and came in and forced the program to be shut down. Until the state and the feds get on the same page, we're stuck in limbo, as Supervisor Mark Lovelace explains.
The biggest challenge that I've had on this issue, working on it for the last 5 years now, has been that we can't get to the technical fixes in terms of zoning and ordinances and that kind of thing until we've gone through the process of cultural change.
Lovelace also pointed out that until state and federal government agencies are on board, local regulations just go up in smoke.
We have a lot of folks at the state level and the federal level who aren't yet ready to have just a rational adult conversation on this topic. That, you know, we can see very clearly how to deal with, you know, the environmental impacts, which is, you know, regulate it the same as you would timber, agriculture, you know, ranching.
You can hear the full Talk Shop interview with Lovelace this afternoon from 3 until 4 p.m. on Talk Shop with Brian Papstein. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.